Hobba and Hing on Triple J.
A lot of people have been affected by COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic going around, particularly people who work in any industry, like casual work, shift work, or the entertainment industry. We've been hearing heaps of stories from everything from musicians to comedians, performers of all kind, who have really lost any way for them to be making money at the moment, and they're forced into isolation or choosing to go into isolation, as we all are, and it is really, really challenging. And today we saw an open letter from an artist who we love here at Triple J, who had some really, really wise words. It's from Alex Leahy. Don't say that I have nothing to prove. I stay in every cheap hotel room. And Alex joins you on the line now. Hey Alex, how are you?
Hey guys, I'm doing well. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad. Are you isolating at the moment? Because you're just back from overseas, right?
Yeah, I just got back from overseas. I'm currently isolating at my mum's house in Melbourne. I'm supposed to be in Europe at the moment doing a tour, but alas, that has now been postponed, so I'm back home.
So tell us about the letter you wrote to the Premier of Victoria.
So I wrote a letter to the Premier of Victoria last night. I've been feeling pretty flat this past week with just what feels like cancellation or postponement of all my work commitments this year thus far, thus leaving myself and the people who work with me and for me without an income for the foreseeable future. And, you know, a lot of my peers and fellow artists are in the same position. And what's happened is that now we're staring down the barrel of not being able to, you know, pay our rent or mortgages or support our families just day to day, let alone be able to sustain our careers in the long term. And basically, I reached out to my state premier, Daniel Andrews, saying that although it's all well and good for there to be commitment for stimulus packages with the turn of the financial year, the fact is that there are a lot of people out there who need some sort of support now, that I want to open up the conversation of how we do that.
Yeah, so what sort of changes to your like schedule really have happened? Because obviously the big festivals shut down, but now as the restrictions on groups have gotten smaller and smaller, it's sort of gone from 500 and getting down to sort of 50. Is your schedule like completely cleared now?
It's completely cleared. Basically, like to be really open about my situation, like, I have no net profit coming into my business now until November at the earliest, which Wow. is really concerning. As someone who siphons a lot of, or pretty much all of their net profit in trying to develop a presence in other international territories, I question how that is going to continue. And, you know, the fact that particularly the Victorian government, but I think Australians as a whole take a lot of pride in, you know, successful local artists who have managed to export overseas and have a global presence. I think the ability for artists to sustain that from here is going to be really, really, really hard. And it could potentially bring arts culture to a standstill in Australia and also pushing out that talent internationally.
For people who are listening who, you know, aren't connected to government funding, is there anything that people can be doing to help artists at the moment?
Yeah, I think just basically trying to stimulate their businesses as directly as possible. You know, obviously seeing spikes in streaming is a promising thing, but the return that artists see from that is quite minimal, and also takes quite a while to come into our bank accounts, really. I think places like Bandcamp are really great at getting an immediate, you know, deposit of money across the artist in a really direct way with low overheads. Just going direct to merch stores as well is really effective. Ultimately, I think just like there's nothing wrong with reaching out to artists directly and asking what's the best way for me to support you at this time. For all I know, people may have GoFundMes or all sorts of other stuff. Or even, you know, I think there'll be a real burst of online live streamed concerts and that kind of thing going on. You know, it'll be really interesting to see how the arts community gets creative about finding money to sustain itself. And so it's always worth asking directly to see if there's anything in place.
That's right. I mean, there's going to be so many people facing that over the next little while. So well done for saying something. And if you do want to read the full letter, you can head to any of Alex Leahy's socials or head to Triple J's music news page and see it all there. Good luck, Alex. Hope you're staying safe and stay okay and sane during the isolation that everyone's in at the moment.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Take care of each other and take care of yourself as well.
It's Hobba and Hing on Triple J.